Blog Talk Radio.
Lots of happy little children.
Y'all, it's another edition of Sports Elite. Today we're featuring Monet Anderson and my girl Kim Dunning again on the line with me. It's our first show of 2017. Today is January 5th, and I'm very excited. I got a lot to talk about. We got a nice topic today. We got a lot to go over in 1 hour's time. So I just want to say everybody on Facebook Live, on Twitter Live, thank you so much for watching us. I see you out there, Shelby, my boy Jasper, Jerome. I holler at you. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. So we're not going to keep you, you know, waiting no longer. Kim, say what's up to the people, girl.
Hey, guys, what's up? I hope everybody's enjoying the great games going on tonight.
A lot of great games going on. I know you are. You know what I'm saying? What up, Kenyatta? I see you, girl. I see you, Kenan. You know what I'm saying? Kenan, come on, join the Sports Elite family, baby. We won't kick you, man. You can talk all about them sorry-ass Falcons, baby. But all right, y'all, we can go ahead and just, we can get it started right now. I just got a special shout-out to a guy that I want to call named The Farmer. Thank you so much for giving me a chance, you know, to sign me to a deal to come to your station, Radio AFS, to take my talents to y'all. So, y'all, in April, I'm going switching another station to Radio AFS, and that's the big announcement that I wanted to make to everybody that I've been telling everybody about. So,
I'm so excited.
I hope y'all are excited for me. Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you, everybody who plugged me in and been supporting me. And let's get the show going. So we'll take our first break, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to debate, all right? So y'all right there, stay right there, and y'all keep
it
on.
Hi, sports fans.
Right?
This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again, not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
All right, y'all, and I am back right now, and I just want to say, you know, I'm so excited. I'm happy and all that great jazz. What we're going to do right now is that I want to give y'all the call-in number, and that number is 213-943-3407. Again, that's 213-943-3407. And y'all can call in, give us your information. Just call in and talk to me, all right? I'm sorry about that, you know, interruption. Had a text message come through. All right, so, again, that call-in number is 213-943-3407. Again, 213-943-3407. Go ahead and start dialing up the lines now. You know, I swear I'm going to get to everybody's calls tonight as quickly as I can, but we got to do this debate right now. So let me get Monet on the line right now. Hey, Monet, you with me?
Yes, I am here. You know I wouldn't miss it.
Thank you so much, y'all. You know, she's no stranger to Sports Elite. Me and her had a nice little debate, chop it up for 2 hours a few months ago. So, Monet, introduce yourself to the people again. So, just in case we got some new listeners tonight and they don't know who you are.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Monet Anderson, also known as Lady Broadcaster. I am a part of 1340 AM Fox Sports. Just came out with my new brand under Fox Sports, which is Time Out Sports. I do high school and youth sports up and down the DMV, 757 and 804 as well. And just glad to be hooked up with Tay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a lot in the works going on with that, y'all. So y'all stay on the lookout for us. We coming, you know, Monet, me, Kim, is going down because we ladies in sports, we can do that, all right? I see y'all there, Coach Trainwreck. Thank you for tuning in, all right? So we're just going to go ahead and get into our debate tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the topic. And the topic was sent to me by one of our listeners. His name is Jacoby Lewis. And he told me to ask, and we can debate, should it be an age limit for NFL players to come into the pro ranks? So, ladies, what do you think?
Well, you know, since I'm the visitor, Kim, you know, you're always here, so I'll let you start off to hear what you have to say about that, and I'll take my visitor spot for now.
Okay. Well, I was going to let you go first, but okay.
I don't think there
should be an age limit. I truly think that if you have the talent, if you're physically fit enough to do a combine and everything like that, I don't believe that there should be an age limit.
Wow, really, Kim? You know what? I have to say, the first time we spoke, I said, this woman has all the knowledge. I really like this, Kim. But, Kim, I got to disagree. I got to disagree on this one. I do not believe the age requirement should be changed at all. My number one reason is because of safety, the safety concerns. You know, these guys start out young enough playing football, wearing their bodies down, injuries to the knees, the Achilles, the ACL, the MCL, the head injuries, the concussions. It's just too much too soon, and I don't think it should be any sooner than it really is right now.
Those are some really great points, and I can't disagree with that. But I look at it as if you're 40 years old and you're in the best shape of your life, I don't see why you can't at least have an opportunity, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does make sense.
I just want to butt in here, you know what I'm saying, because I see what both of y'all are saying, but do y'all think that, you know, it will make the college football ranks even more better and competitive than it is if these guys just can't come, say, one and done or two and done? You know, these guys actually will stay maybe 2 and 3 years, and that may give better talent in the NFL because these guys are more developed going into the pros?
Yeah, I do believe that it would make the competition more fierce, and it would give kids in college a second, you know, they would have a second chance they would give a second look to staying in college and finishing their college degree, because the NFL is so brutal. You know, careers are not very long per se.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And
that's
so they're definitely going to have to have something to fall back on, which is why, you know, it breaks my heart when juniors come out and they're talented. Don't get me wrong. But what are they going to do after the NFL?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, it's a twofold question, ladies. The one where should these kids be allowed to enter earlier, and then should they play later? I mean, at a certain time, your body just can't take any more. You know what I'm saying, Kim? The 40-year-old, we see them at 33, 34, 35 breaking down, you know? But on the other end of that, the younger side of it, I just think we need to kind of force these kids to stay in college and, like you said, Kim, get those academics so they have something to fall back on, because you look at a running back's career. A running back's career is one of the shortest in the history of football. I mean, they just take a beating badly that, you know, why make it earlier than it has to be, guys? Let your bodies have that rest that it should be getting in the early years. And then, you know, the pounding, it's going to come. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they should go so early.
Right. You're exactly right, and I can't disagree with that at all. You know, it brings me to a point here, and, you know, you look at kids that are in other sports, and that a lot of them still have to grow into their bodies. So playing in college and learning the finesse part of the game, I think it would better suit them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but
right.
Some of these guys,
and
they're like 1 year removed from high school.
Right.
You know, and you're talking about, look at a high school kid's body, a college kid's body, and a pro kid's body. Three totally different bodies. And like a guy right now, Keenan Hurd, he says a lot of guys' bodies are not developed to play in the pros. And you're right, Keenan. He's commenting on our Facebook live feed. They're not. It's three different. A little boy's body and a grown man's body. That's how I put it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Have y'all heard of the thing called grown man mm-hmm. strength? You know, when these young guys come right out of high school thinking because they've been in the weight room, because they are conditioning, they can get out there and run with the guys that have been in the NFL 3, 4, 5 years. No, that's grown man right there.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're more wider,
so, you know,
they're more taller. You know, they have that brute strength that my dad used to say. He said, I got that brute strength. And that's what those guys in the
right.
NFL got. They're a different type of strong than these young kids. I still call them kids, like my little brother. He's 18 years old. He played for Holland Springs. He can play some football. But when he says when he goes out and he's training with these older guys, you know, in football drills, he's not strong enough yet. And I say because they have brute strength. You have still got your little kid strength. You're not there yet. You're still developing.
That's right.
Right.
That's right, Tay. We're speaking on the strength, but I also want to speak on the maturity as well, because, I mean, history has served that
mm-hmm.
that men mature less quickly than women. So we need to also let that brain,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, we got to let that brain develop, too, a little bit, because look at Odell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Odell Beckham. He's been in the league a couple years now, but the immaturity is
mm-hmm.
so there. It's so there. He still needs a lot of growing up to do.
Well,
yeah,
and you can use Randy Gregory as that point, too. I mean, look at how much trouble he is in. You know, I also wanted to back up. Tay had said something that really kind of made me think a minute. And not only do they have to grow into their bodies, but look at how many players are they're saying that they're going to be, you know, they're eligible or they want to be drafted, but they're being drafted with injuries. And
mm-hmm.
so they're still having to rehab. So if they spend another year in college, they can rehab mm-hmm. with their college team. And I think that sitting behind even, you know, just watching their college team perform is still going to help them with the whole mental game when it comes to the
NFL. That's right. And sometimes
you
have to let these guys know that it's okay to wait. The sport is not going anywhere. Football's been around for many, many years. It's not going anywhere. Just wait your time.
Right.
Yes. I think they want that money. It's the money thing. You know, they see all the flash and the women and, you know, the rap stuff. They've made that stuff so popular that that's what they see and that's what they want. And so they want to get it fast. And then, as you see, as they had a documentary, it's being called Broke. These guys go broke quick and fast. They
got
the wrong people around them. You know,
they're
not listening to the people who actually care about them. Like, you know, it could be grandma, you know, or sometimes it's not even your parents. It's like Tyron Smith. His own parents was you know, money laundering him. He had to turn to, you know, surrogate people like his aunties and stuff like that to help him, you know. And so
I think
that's what's the problem, the rush is for these guys. Just like if we flip it, the NBA. The NBA, they have a age limit. You got to be 19. But they got ways around it now. These guys are they're going to college. They're going overseas to play until they turn 19 and then enter the draft.
I think
you know, it should be, you know, across the board that it should be at least a 2-year college. You need to play 2 years of college and develop on both sides, NFL and NBA, especially NFL. You know,
If you're required to do that, yeah, you have jobs out here that you're required to have a certain amount of schooling. Why not put it to, like you said, Tay, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, wherever? Put it to all of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and you know you're exactly
right.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah. That's your expertise.
Tell us, Kim.
Yeah, right. It's like I don't do my own thing with that, right? But no, I mm-hmm. wanted to bring the NHL is actually really good about keeping these kids in college. Out of the four major sports, they're probably the best to develop. I mean, once in a while you get like a Connor McDavid that comes right out, comes the captain of his team, but for the most part, and I actually had read a couple of articles, but for the most part, these college kids stay in college. They're 4 years, as I said, to grow into their body, to develop their skills, because they're not quite ready to make that step up to the AHL or to the NHL. So I just wanted to kind of point that out, that they are really good about developing their players. And if the NFL went that way, Yeah, if the NFL went that way, it might benefit the players. Their careers could actually benefit by being a little bit longer. Not mm-hmm. saying, you know, it really depends on the position that you're playing too in the NFL.
Now, do you
think
that they would make better competition in the NFL if they stayed and developed a little bit longer in the college ranks? Do you think they'd be more prepared for the NFL game?
I don't know because the NFL rules are so different.
I do think a couple of more years will help anything. You know, a couple of more years of whatever you do always helps because you look back and say, darn, you know what? That extra
mm-hmm.
2 years that I did XYZ, that really helped me. I'm glad I didn't jump out
mm-hmm.
there in 2 years
because
right. mm-hmm.
I probably would have failed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
I think
a little bit of development.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned, Tay, the whole money thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I honestly think that is one of the biggest things. They see the bling. They see the cars. But then there are a lot of guys, you look at these 30 for 30s, you know, out here on mm-hmm. ESPN and NFL Network and when they're doing these specials on the guys. And you see the ones that came
mm-hmm.
from a really, really bad upbringing. It was just poor. They were just
yeah.
poor, that's all. And all
mm-hmm.
they wanted to do and all they say is I wanted to do better for my mama or my grandmama, you know. And though
mm-hmm.
I do feel
yeah.
for them, but I think you do,
mm-hmm.
you need that age limit, you need the time. And like you said, having the right people around you and jumping over to the NBA,
mm-hmm.
you look at a Kobe and you look at a LeBron. They were very successful at a very
mm-hmm.
young age because they had the right people around them.
Right people around them, that's what I'm saying. Then, you know, that's how you, like, you don't want to just get, you're getting all this money at one time. You send a lot of zeros, more than you ever seen before, and then you get all this money, you don't know what to do with it. You just want to go buy this, buy that. Then you got friend over here saying, hey, I've been with you for this long. I held you down for this long. Do you feel obligated? Sometimes
that's right.
you got to know who they are because a lot of these people are just only going to leech on you and want you to do well because they're like, hey, they got ulterior motives in mind, you know. You know, prime example, I've had that happen to me before. You know, people had ulterior motives. You know, they just leech
that's
on
right.
you. And then when they see that, you know, it's not that type of party, then they go somewhere else, you know, to the next person and try to leech off them. That happens to these pro athletes. And it's sad. But it still goes back around that we says, you know, the main thing that I think that we're saying is maturity.
Exactly.
That's the main
right.
thing. I
that's
think
right.
all this circles around the main idea bubble. We're going to keep that thought right there. We're going to hit another commercial break, and let you guys, we'll be right back. Y'all keep it locked.
Hi, sports fans. This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again, not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
And we're back. Y'all can go ahead and give us a shout-out, call in, come talk to – I'm sorry, I got a little tongue tied. You can talk to our two guests tonight, Monet and Kim. All right, the number is 213-943-3407. Again, that's 213-943-3407. You can chime in on the topic or ask them anything that you feel, you know, that's on your mind tonight. Also, if you can't call in, you can tweet us at _SportsElite or hit us up on Instagram at @SportsElite, and we'll get your topics read. And if you're following us on live feed on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook Live, go ahead, type a little message up. You just might know. Question or comment might get read on air. Special shout out to my aunt. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I appreciate that. All right, so get back to the topic at hand. What we were talking about for people who may be just tuning in is there an age limit? Should there be an age limit for college players to join the NFL ranks? So we mostly kind of agree to disagree on that one. Any other input on that, ladies, before we move on to, you know, our NFL playoffs?
Well, you know, I got a question
yeah,
for you ladies. When we speak of the NBA and the NHL
uh-huh.
and the MLB and the NFL, do you all feel the NFL is the most political sports league out here?
Yes.
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 Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just wanted to expound on that a little while, but I want to get the input from you ladies. I mean, just the most strict, the most, you know, they don't allow this, they don't allow that, but you look at the other leagues
mm-hmm.
who kind of, their players are more free to kind of express themselves.
They are. I'll go ahead and say this. I've been thinking this, and I've been writing a little something about this topic because I've been researching it. The NFL,
right.
under Roger Goodell, he's like a dictator. He's like Hitler.
Yeah.
He treats these players like, you know, they just got to stand in one line. They can't wear certain stuff. They can't say this. They can't do this. You know, it's
That's
like,
right.
when are you going to let these guys actually have some fun out there? You can't have this as a, you know, as, hey, if you do bad, I'm going to spank you. This is why these guys
right.
are lashing out. You know, like, you know. You know,
right.
when Josh Nolan went on his tirade about Goodell, he was absolutely right. You know, you
yeah.
find one person
yeah.
for this thing, but you want to use it in an NFL media video, like it's cool, but you find me $10,000 for doing it in the game. That's hypocrisy.
That's right.
You
want to
find one
is.
Player something for some cleats that's dealing with, you know, with cancer, but then the next person with some cleats that does has nothing to do with anything, just they face on the side. Sorry, it was kids. It was Antonio Brown's children. He had his children on the side of his cleats. He gets fined for that. Like, but you give
yeah.
them 1 week to wear any kind of cleats they want, but it has to be a charitable cause. It's
right,
still some
right.
type of control.
And
you go any kind of cleats, but it
got
to be
for
charity.
That.
Yeah, it was Nelson Aguilar. He got fined for that because his cleats supposedly wasn't for a charitable cause.
Right.
It's
yeah.
a way of controlling these players. You
and
know, as
yeah,
Ralph
definitely.
Says, you know, he's following us, he says it's a no fun league. It's not, it's no fun. But you look at the NBA, they don't have those problems. You look at the NHL, they don't have those problems. MLB, they got only problem they had was PEDs. And they've got that more under control now than they had in back in the day. You know.
That's right.
But
that's right.
nobody they don't have that problem. You know, their commissioner not up there saying if you swing the bat and you do a shimmy dance after a home run, you're going to get fined. No, they get to have fun, you know?
That's right. That's
it's
right.
too political.
And that's
and
why you see
then
more
also
of these
one
NBA
thing
players.
Tonight.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, you
but,
see more of these NBA players out here willing to step up, willing to go to the ESPYs, willing to speak out about things that are going on in the world that mm-hmm. they don't like. The NFL players, they're scared to step up. They're scared that if they step up and say the wrong
yeah.
thing, they'll have their fine on Monday morning.
Yep, hitting their pockets heavily. And, you know, the NFL was one of the main backers to go to Congress and higher ups about the Redskins' name. You know, they're adamant about the Redskins changing their name. Me personally, I don't like the Redskins, but I could care less if their name's the Redskins. You know,
absolutely.
It's been the Redskins
absolutely.
This long. Why such a big hoopla now? You know, I really never got into why the name is so bad. I didn't. I really didn't care about it. But, you know, why now? But that's the political side of it. When you go into, you know, Congress and to President Obama about a football team's name. So that means the Braves need to change their name and, you know, the Indians, everybody else. You should follow suit. It just shouldn't focus on one team. Why? Because you don't like Daniel Snyder. That's the main reason why I think that, you know, he's gunning. It's about control.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right. Kim, I know you've been trying to get in there.
No,
mm-hmm.
it's fine. I was going to say Goodell finds any way possible to make the league or make the players pay more towards charities by fining them. And
right.
since
right.
he's taken
yeah.
over, he's changed the rules. He might as well just make it flag football because he completely took the defense, completely took the defense out of the NFL.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
gosh. Whole
yep.
nother topic, Kim. Whole nother topic, Kim.
You get a
hand. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have flag football. We're going to have flag football in
yeah.
about 10 years or less.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I had
yep.
to give you a hand clap of praise on that, Kim, because you hit the nail on the head.
Well,
you
like, that's right.
Shirts and flags.
You know me. I love hard hits. So I like, you know. And, I mean, to back up, you guys were talking about when people got fined for wearing the charitable shoes. Who's to say
mm-hmm.
that Goodell had the power to tell any player who thought there was a charitable cause? Like, okay, my charitable cause could be a lot different than Monet's or Tay's. But it doesn't mean that my charitable cause is any less important. So that really kind of grinded up my nerves when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, so these players, they're getting fined. I mean, it's going to come to a point where if Roger Goodell continues to make the NFL awful, it's already showing with the ratings drops.
It did.
Absolutely.
He's going to
be out of there.
Right. He's going to be out of there, or he's going to destroy the sport.
I agree. I definitely agree on that. And also, him taking away, you know, he's, you know, what you said, the charitable, next season, they're doing away with the Pink October.
Right.
You know, that was the NFL's way to, you know, to donate and raise awareness to the cancer. And horrible. Why? It's a money thing. It's a money thing. You know, they're not getting, you know, what they want there. And also, you know, they're talking about, you know, the big scandal at the beginning of the season. I don't know if y'all remember about, you know, when they have the Army veterans and stuff come. They were getting teams were getting paid to have them there. It wasn't just because they wanted to do it.
Right.
Control. I'm just saying it's
control. Complete.
Wow. We could go on for that topic for a long.
Oh yeah.
We definitely can. New show.
Yep. New show.
Yeah, we have to talk that. Oh, definitely. Yvonne Flanders says hi, Kim, and Ralph Erskine. He says definitely it's no fun league, and he says hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. All
right, so we'll go ahead and switch it over. We got the NFL Wild Card playoffs coming up this week, and Wild Card weekend is always one of my favorite weekends because it's always that team that nobody thinks that can do it, that can do it. And who do y'all think will be that, I guess, that Cinderella team that can come, you know, this weekend and win a game and win?
Man, oh man. You wanna start at the beginning, Tay, with that Raiders Texans and go down the line or how you wanna do this?
okay. We can start with that. We got the Oakland Raiders at the Houston Texans. First up.
That game would have potentially been an Oakland blowout if they would have had Carr.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Agreed.
I unfortunately think that the Texans will squeak through on that game.
Really,
because,
Kim?
Yeah, really. It's really sad because I actually had Oakland making it to the AFC Championship game before Carr got hurt. So,
that's not far-fetched. That is not far-fetched at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I would have liked to see them do that. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Raiders and Texans are probably going to be one of the best games of the weekend. But I do still think the Raiders are going to be able to pull it off without Carr. And oh my gosh, I became a fan of his this season, y'all. I became a big fan of his. And, you know, it's unfortunate.
I just didn't
want
to see him go down.
Yeah, very unfortunate. But I do think the Raiders are going to squeak this one out.
Okay. I had the Raiders losing, unfortunately. I just don't believe in Connor Cook. They said he's starting the game Saturday. And they got to get – if they can get that offense going, if they can let him just dink and dunk and, you know, get the Cooper and get that running game going with Murray – maybe they do have a chance. I do like Houston's defense. Houston's defense is pretty decent. I don't like their offense. You know, so it's gonna be a defensive game, I believe, a low scoring game.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be definitely low scoring.
Yeah, Osweiler, he's not that guy.
No, he's not that guy.
Battle field goal. So y'all who play, you know, fantasy sports, you know, FanDuel, you know that those kickers might be somebody to look at because both of their offenses is kind of iffy right now, so they might be getting field goal range maybe. But, I hate that for Oakland, but I got Houston. So the next game we got coming up, we got Detroit at Seattle. This is my dark horse game right here.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. this is my wow. This is my wow game right here. You mm-hmm. know, Russell.
I think
Russell
we are all going
Russell
the same way.
And, yeah, he's done it mm-hmm. over and over and over. We've seen him do it over the last couple of seasons, and I have all faith
yep.
in him. But those Detroit Lions, they've crawled out of the woodwork over the last couple of weeks too. But
mm-hmm.
I'm still going to edge it out. I'm still going to edge it out. That Seahawks defense is nothing but the truth, and that's why I'm going to edge out with Seahawks.
Ooh, so you are different okay. than me. I'm going with
Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
because,
up with that, Kim?
mm-hmm.
the reason being is because Detroit can either be hot or cold, and
yeah.
they have been
yeah.
cold the last 2 weeks. So I think after
yeah.
getting beat down by Dallas and then turning around and getting beat down by Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, I think they're going to come out with a fight, and they're actually just going to upset Seattle.
Wow.
Okay.
Kim?
That was my dark horse team right there, the Lions, and Javon Cole, he commented, he said Detroit possibly. Only way I see Detroit winning is if they go ahead and continue to run the ball with Zinner. He's come
mm-hmm.
up the last 2 weeks
oh
and
my
been
goodness,
slicing defenses with the run game. He sliced
yeah.
Dallas, and
yeah.
and they stopped running the ball for some odd reason with Zinner. He was slicing up Green Bay, and they stopped running the ball with him for some odd reason. If they can use that run game effectively and let him slice up that defense and get them tired, I believe Matthew Stafford and the rest of them guys have a chance. But if they don't, Seattle will win. Seattle
yeah.
will win. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a blowout or a mediocre game, but Russell Westbrook has had games that he just didn't show up. You know, he
Wilson,
just was, like,
Wilson,
he
Kim.
Was still hurt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tay, we got to go with Russell Wilson on this one and leave Westbrook on the basketball court.
I'm sorry.
We know you all over the place. We
Russell
know you
Wilson.
All NBA
That's
NFL.
My bad, y'all. I hold that L. I hold that L. Two different Russells, y'all.
Look,
that's my bad.
We got your back.
That's my
bad. We got
your
back.
If Russell Westbrook is...
you got me. Yeah, you got me.
In trouble.
Yeah, I
we,
know, right?
We got your back.
That's my bad, but yeah, That's who I got, y'all. That's my dog horse, Detroit, on that one. So the next one
we got,
we're going to flip it to Sunday. Ooh, it's Miami.
Yeah.
I'll tell y'all make
yeah.
the playoffs at Pittsburgh. I think we
wow.
all might agree on this one.
I think we are going to agree, but you know what? I think we can agree, too, that the Dolphins have been the Dolphins that we haven't seen in probably many and many of years. But the Steelers
mm-hmm.
are who they are. Again, we have a quarterback that can take that reign and get it done. You got
mm-hmm.
that Antonio Brown. You got Le'Veon Bell. Now, the Dolphins
mm-hmm.
did take them down
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year. But that was what they hurt Ben Roethlisberger. And they were able
mm-hmm.
to slow down Le'Veon. But now the
mm-hmm.
Dolphins defense is depleted. You know, both their corners are out. They're not looking as great in the secondary at all. So I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking the Steelers are going to go ahead and black and yellow this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. You know, I always like to say when it comes to playoff times, if they
mm-hmm.
beat you in the regular season, it's highly unlikely they're going to do it in the postseason. It's
right,
just
yeah,
a statistical
you.
Thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think that Miami might, you know, they might try to give them a fight, you know, with the run game, with A.J. Ajayi. I think they
yeah.
might, you know, he might do something. But I got to go with Big Ben and A.B. and Bell. On this one, I think, and they're at home, so I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to win pretty big, that two touchdowns. I just don't see anybody who can check Antonio Brown in that secondary. I don't see anybody who can really tame that run game. Surprise me, and show me that y'all can tame that run game. Surprise me, because right now I don't see it happening. We got Jerome King, that's, you know, he's my avid Dolphins fan, and he told me I'm crazy they winning. So, hey, man, if y'all win, you know I would be personally there to say, hey, man, good job.
No, I don't
right.
Steelers
hey, you're right. They're the rivals of the Cowboys. So, you know, we would love that AFC rivals. Of course, right. I would love to see them get upset. But do I see it happening?
No.
No.
Not even.
The next one we got the New York Football Giants at Green Bay Packers, the hot Green Bay Packers.
Woo. Oh, man. Kim,
this will be a good game
Kim, go
right
ahead.
Here.
Take this one, Kim. What'd you say, Kim?
All right, everybody's going to hate me, but
okay.
I'm taking the Giants.
All
over
right.
The Packers.
All right. All right.
Just
okay.
Strictly because the Giants, when they get in a postseason, they're dangerous.
Definitely.
And
they are. They are.
The Packers.
Everybody becomes.
The Packers had a late start.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
They did, Kim.
Yeah, they had a late start getting their momentum going, and I think that this week is the week that it ends.
I'm so on the fence with this, y'all. Tay, go ahead. I'm so on the fence with this one.
I went with Green Bay, and I went with Green Bay because they're in Green Bay. They have an awesome home field advantage up there, but the Giants' defense is legit, and really, if their offense, Giants' offense is what I'm concerned about going up there. If they can turn up big, because really all you really got to do is just stop Odell. But they have found
That's
a
right.
run game with Perkins. Perkins has been running the ball very well these last few weeks. So if they get that going and, you know, Odell goes off, they're going to beat Green Bay. But that defense has to stop Rodgers. You know, he can throw on the run, in the pocket. It don't matter. You know, and he just sees the ball, and he will scramble for you. So if they don't contain Rodgers, that's all I'm saying. They don't contain Rodgers and stop Rodgers, they're going to lose. And Rodgers is hot right now. He's hot. He's been hot for the last 6 weeks. Since he got stomped by the Redskins, he's been on fire. And right now, he's a scary guy to see. And Rodgers beat some Giants pretty good in Lambeau earlier, you know what I'm saying, this year. But I'm kind of at a push right here with them. I'm kind of at a push. I really can't make a decision. I think it's going to be a good game. We have some comments right now. We have from Sean Buck. He says, I have the Texans also. I'm looking for Hopkins to come from under a rock this weekend. Ken Hurd says Giants. He says the G-men will be at Dallas. He said the G-men will beat Dallas again. You better hope they do, boy, because your Falcons, woo, they're going to be in trouble, man, with us.
I was going to say, and don't bet on that, because that's only happened twice in the NFL history. Where
I know, a team beating
a team
three times in a row.
Yeah, Dallas was the one team to do it, and Pittsburgh was the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what, Sean?
2007. So who you got?
Yeah, that you know, Sean Buck, he mentioned something really, really important there. He's looking for Hopkins to come from under that rock. Man, I've been looking since week two of fantasy football. I don't know where DeAndre Hopkins is.
Right.
He must be. I don't know where Hopkins is. Man, he was one of the biggest fantasy disappointments of the season, I think.
Yes, I think he was. And Osweiler is one of the blame because he throws a lot of dirt balls. But we got some calls right now. We can go ahead and take some calls. All right, so the last 40318, you on the line with Tay. Talk to me. Amy? Hello?
Hey, Tay.
Hey.
Hello.
What's your
name? What's up with y'all? What's up? Damien.
Oh, what's up, Dane? How you doing? You got a question? For you know, for our two guests, or you know, you want to chime in on the topics tonight?
Yeah, actually, want to chime in on the playoffs. I actually have an unpopular opinion. I actually think that Detroit can upset Seattle. The reason I say this is their offensive line has been horrible the past month. I had Thomas Rawls on fantasy, so I would know firsthand. Their offensive line has been horrible.
Yeah.
Their defense.
Yeah.
Since they lost Earl Thomas, they've been solid. They've been okay, but they haven't been like – you can tell they miss Earl Thomas. And Detroit, if Matthew Stafford gets hot, you know, he could, you know, they could turn it on. But they get away from the run for whatever reason. So if they can stick with the run –
Yeah.
Is Damien, you said, is that your name?
Yeah.
Hey, Damian, it's Monet. I have a question for you with this Lions-Seahawks game. Do you think Russell is completely healthy?
Yeah. Just by the way he's moving and, you know, Pete Carroll, the way Pete Carroll's letting him run now, I can tell he's healthy.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think he's healthy. I still think he has that MCL sprain.
This is the same Seattle team that lost there, that tied down.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're beatable. Yeah, they're
very good. Arizona.
You know, it wasn't shocking me if Detroit won. It really wasn't.
And y'all got to think about it. David Johnson week 15, I believe, or 16, he ran in 3 touchdowns in Seattle versus that Seattle defense. You can run the ball. Remember I said, if they get Zinner going – and they keep it going and slice that defense up,
but
they're coming to the divisional round.
Yeah, they get away from the run for whatever reason. It makes no sense to me. Like, that guy isn't running good the first quarter. They get away from him. It makes no sense.
Exactly. I don't get it myself. If you can't stop it, I'm running it till you stop it. I'm sorry.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much, Dame. I appreciate you always, you know, calling in, hollering us and supporting us. And make sure you follow us over to our new station coming in April. All right, brother?
Definitely will.
Thank you, Damien.
All right, man. You take care. Have
no
a good
problem.
One.
You ladies have a great night.
All right,
you too.
You too.
All right, we got the next call. Last 4, 6294. You're on the line with Tay. Talk to me.
Hello. Hello there.
How are you? What's your name?
All right. Lou from Northern New Jersey.
Oh, how you doing, Lou? Nice to hear
All
from
right.
you. You got a question
Thank you.
For any of our ladies, or you want to chime in on the topic?
Chime in on the topic, because it is, you know, the
okay.
playoffs, and this is, you know, this is put up or shut up time. You win, you move on, you lose, you're out of here. The Giants can be dangerous, you know, come playoff time, because I've seen them play how they had, like, mediocre seasons. They were, at one point, they were down, I think, 4-7 one year, and they came back and won 7-0, won the Super Bowl. So you got to watch out once they hit, you know, their midseason stride. I've seen it happen, and they could do it again. I'm not saying they will, but they could.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They could.
Definitely.
You're definitely right.
Well, half of my family are Giant fans. I'm not one of them.
Well, you're the smart one.
I'm actually a Cowboy fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're talking Tay's language. You're talking Tay's language.
Look at that. We're rival hockey fans, and we are the same football
team. I've been a Cowboy fan since about 3 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Guest of ours on here, the only male on the line. That Giants offense, we know what Odell can do. Is there anyone out there that you think Eli should bring into the fold a little bit more than he has over the past, the entire season, really?
I haven't given much thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's Odell. You know, and it's like you have the – why is Cruz back? I mean, is he Cruz just out there to dress up and, you know? he's not very involved in the offense.
Basically.
You know, you're saying dress up, then what good are you? I mean, moral support?
Yeah.
Moral support.
Oh, that was really
the
one.
He's been a troublemaker lately, though.
Yeah, is that Odell?
Yeah, on that boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been a big troublemaker. He used to be such a nice guy. I mean, my nephew was really crazy about him, but then he became such a dimwit.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fame went to his head and that ego started to
you gotta watch out for those egos, man, because once they start like the New England Patriots, they
the
get
maturity.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm hoping that they don't. I'm hoping
maturity
they don't go
level.
Far. I'm hoping Dallas takes the whole thing. I think they can.
That would be nice.
That would be my whole year.
My year's already been made, so it needs to be.
Wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. I'm going off on Facebook. Y'all just let that happen. I'm going off on
Facebook.
That
is the day that I'm blocking Tay.
Monet, you better block me too.
I'm going off.
Uh-oh.
Y'all
we got a good NBA game here though right now.
Yes, we do, Lou. I'm glad you like NBA too, sir.
Oklahoma City and Houston.
Oh yeah, that is a tight game right now.
Westbrook, 49 points.
Oh, teammates going at each other. Oh yeah, and then you got you know, they used to be teammates.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep, Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah, 49 points for Westbrook.
All right, Lou, thank
you
so much for calling in. I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate your support. And make sure you follow us over to a Radio AFS when we switch over in April, okay? We'd love to have you support
yeah.
still, okay, sir?
Okay, when the time comes, can you give me more information about that, though?
I definitely will, Lou.
Thank you.
All right?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Lou.
Oh, yeah, we have a comment and a question for you guys. Javon Cole says, if the Giants can get Perkins and Jennings to be the fake Bradshaw and Jacobs, the defense keeps playing and Eli actually goes on the hot streak, things can get interesting. Offensive line will still be an issue, though. I agree with that. That's a good take on that, Javon. And Sean Buck, he has a question. He says, does Clemson have a chance Monday? Good question, Sean.
That's a good
do,
one.
But they do, but they won't win.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Chance.
y'all don't think they have
I
a chance?
Know, but I think they have a chance. I don't think they're gonna win. It's just Alabama's just they got a monopoly over football. I would love to see Alabama lose. Oh, yes.
Definitely.
I would love it.
But, Tay,
you know,
who would have thought that Ohio State would have played the way they played?
True.
Man, I didn't see that coming. They played like crap. They deserved to lose. I mean, all they had was punt at the punt at the punt at the punt, interception at the punt at the punt. Like, you can't win games like that. You cannot.
No.
And they got spanked on national TV.
On national Tv. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
It was. The Ohio State getting beat like that, I had no win in that game. You know, they disappointed me, messing up my picks, and, you know, making me look crazy.
But, I mean, I don't know.
You know.
I think Clemson – anybody that gets out on the field and snaps a ball has a chance. So I'm going to say they have a chance.
Yeah, they do. They do. Javon says he thinks Clemson have a chance, especially the QB switch up at the OC. They get a shot, not likely. Ralph says, should Penn State – oh, he has another question. I'm sorry. Ralph says, should Penn State and USC been ranked 3 and 4? No.
No.
Not to me.
No.
Man, Penn State,
no.
though, y'all. Penn State, though, are y'all giving them any credit? Are y'all giving them boys any credit?
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm giving them some credit, but I don't think they should have been ranked 3 and 4, but I'm giving them credit. They played a heck of a game the other night. Heck of a game.
Yeah.
Their program is coming back up from all them sanctions and stuff they had with the Sandusky issue and all that stuff. They're coming back up. They're slowly rebuilding back up. But 3 and 4? Nah, boss. Maybe 5 and 6.
Okay.
that's about it. But we got our one last commercial break. We will come back and we're going to wrap everything up. So, y'all, keep it locked with me.
Hi, sports fans. This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again. Not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
And we are back. If you have any last-minute questions for our Yes, you can go ahead and call us at 213-943-3407. Again, that's 213-943-3407. And also, this is the time of the show where I want to let one of our most biggest supporters that we've had since day one, Stacey DeSene. You know, I always tell everybody, you know, I wear this bracelet on my wrist for her. This is Stacey Strong bracelet. So if you all, y'all want to support her and her fight against cancer, Stacey Strong, y'all make sure y'all email me at sportseliteshow@gmail.com and you can get your Stacey Strong bracelet as well. They're $5 and they're raising money to help her with her medical costs. All right.
Oh, wow.
So, now.
Great cause. Great cause.
We have another question. I'm sorry, that's not another question. I'm just, we need to put some respect on the Trojans' name. I'm so sorry. All right, so my last question is for you ladies of tonight is this. I want you all to tell everybody who your favorite teams are of each sport and where can they check your shows out. All right? That's what I want y'all to do.
All right. Well, in the NFL, of course, we're home sitting on the couch, Washington Redskins. We just fired our entire defense today, so I'm hoping for some bigger and better things next season from my Skins. On the NBA side, I'm a huge Bron fan, but I will say on the NBA side, I am more fans of players than I am teams, but Bron is my favorite player, of course, next Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, like those guys, my man Durant, love those guys as well. My show right now is Under Construction. I will collaborate with I Got Next, Coach Trainwreck and crew. We will be coming out with the show, which I will have Miss Tay and Miss Kim be a part of when they have the opportunity as well. So stay tuned. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Lady Broadcaster.
That's right.
Definitely. Can't wait for that. This is going to be so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, my show is called Stay Out of My Crease. It is a hockey show and a hockey show only. So if you guys are puckheads, you know, listen to my show Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow us on Facebook, Stay Out of My Crease. We also have Twitter, at Stay Out of Crease, and our email address is stayoutofmycrease@gmail.com. We not only talk NHL, we talk women's college hockey, we talk college hockey, the men's side as well, and we're actually getting ready to start talking some Canadian Hockey League too. Also do specials like the World Juniors, which is going on now, and, you know, when the World Cup happens again, we'll do that. My favorite teams are the Pittsburgh Penguins, Stanley Cup champions. Much to a lot of people's chagrin, but and then I'm also a Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't watch professional basketball. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan for baseball, but my college team is the Tar Heels.
All right. Everybody out there, y'all make sure y'all follow them, even email them. Follow their shows. Listen to them. Give us support. Your ladies in sports, we know our stuff. All right. Y'all know about where y'all can find me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Sports Elite. And, you know, you can follow my personal Twitter at King Hova. I talk to everybody. Y'all love talking junk to me. So keep your questions and comments going. You never know, your topic or question may be read on air by me. It could be debated by any of our guests. So it's that time that we have to say goodbye. The show is over. But we will be back next week. Same time, same channel, and with two new debaters on, and just going to have some fun. We got Will Stevenson and Mark Kelly on the line. And Mark Kelly, he is from ESPN, and he will be debating and having a good time. So y'all make sure y'all tune in next week, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right? So, ladies, thank y'all so much again for coming on the show. I appreciate y'all's support. You know we'll be talking.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
I definitely appreciate
Thanks
the invite, and
on.
I will talk with you ladies soon.
All right, definitely. All right. So we're going to check out all three of us together. Y'all stay tuned. Peace.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today we are going to...
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.